Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Columbus County Commissioners tonight will discuss the Coleman development in Dothan. The 220-unit tract was a topic of a workshop between commissioners and developers this past week. Developers have agreed to widen setbacks as suggested by commissioners. The board will also consider an amendment to the county noise ordinance. The change will allow officials to determine if the ordinance has been violated without taking a decibel reading, but instead based on the character, intensity, repetition, duration, and plainly audible nature of the noise. Columbus County officials warned on Friday that some assistance recipients in the county may see delays in November. In a joint statement, the Health Department and Social Services warned that the federal government shutdown could slow benefits for the WIC and Food Nutrition Services programs. You can see the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more information. Saturday is one of the biggest days of the year for Tabor City as the North Carolina Yam Festival gets underway. You can look for a street fair, live music, food trucks, entertainment, a car show, a parade, as well as a kids' corner and more. We have more details about the Yam Festival online at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The high school gridirons were busy Friday night with a mixed bag for local teams. Hobton sent West Columbus home with a 42-28 loss. East Bladen trounced Lakewood 32-0. South Brunswick and South Columbus battled it out with the Cougars going home with a hard-earned 28-27 victory. Whiteville rallied to beat a determined Fairmont squad with a 42-28 win. West Bladen fell hard to Red Springs with a 35-0 loss. And East Columbus had the night off on Friday, but will return for a road trip to face North Duplin this Friday. The NC 904 Bridge in Fair Bluff was dedicated to a fallen local officer on Thursday. Deputy Chief Lanou Hammonds died and another officer was injured when they wrecked while pursuing four bank robbery suspects. The polls are open for municipal early voting heading into the November 4th elections. Voters may go to the Board of Elections office in the county complex on US 701 North. Early voting runs through November 1st. Polls are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. and November 1st until 3 p.m. Columbus Regional Healthcare has filed for a permit to construct a new 30-bed acute care facility in Delco. The new facility will have an emergency department, advanced imaging and oncology, and a surgical facility. The 144,000-square-foot building will be at the former Acme Delco Middle School location. A $15 million fiberglass rebar manufacturer will bring more than 80 jobs to Bladenboro. MST Rebar will build its first American plant in the Bladen County town. The average starting salary there will be more than $50,000 a year for skilled labor. Conventional deer hunting season began Saturday across southeastern North Carolina. Motorists should be aware of hunters and hounds on the roadsides. Hunters are required to wear a cap, jacket, vest, or other garment of safety orange. And remember, it's unlawful to remove a tracking collar from a hunting dog or to shoot hunting dogs. Hunters also must have permission to enter private property. Purple paint or posted signs can be used to mark property boundaries. For more information, you can go to ncwildlife.org. A church group got an early and frightening start to deer season on Friday night. The New Life Community Church was hosting a hayride when the caravan was hit by a buck deer in downtown Whiteville. You can look for our story online at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more information. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Have you heard? Affordable healthcare is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to no cost to you. Don't gamble your health. Call Healthcare for All. 70% of callers qualify for a zero-cost healthcare coverage. See if you are one of them. Call now. Our agents are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare. This is the marketplace with the largest selection of healthcare plans from the Affordable Care Act. To find a plan that's right for you, call 800-630-7415. That's 800-630-7415.